CBA Mobile.
CBA and 0TR. Morning, Dave.
And Tom, and what are you out and about and up to? I know you're up to something.
Pretty important. I'm sitting here getting ready to fill my pill box and just finished up eggs and bacon and toast and, you know, suffering.
Hey, you really suffer when it comes to eating, don't you?
This morning we were sitting there watching an old western and then some story television, and now I'm watching a story about Kathmandu and some wounded warriors that climbed a mountain there. And ironically, I just worked 9 November last night and over there, and I didn't see it posted on Logbook of the World yet this morning, but I thought I sent it up there last night. I'm just going to have to go check. I don't have Nepal. It's about 8,000 miles, and that was on CW, and she was coming in pretty good last night, but oh my, there was a tremendous pile up there on him. And then there was a lot of people trying to work that Sable Island thing, but I've worked it years ago on 3 bands, so I'm not overly concerned about that. But at any rate, just chilling out today. How's your day?
Today is my first day out. I have been set free by the doctor, and I've got about 2.5 more weeks just to, look for any signs. But they said that, you know, I had a mild stroke, and they really didn't expect anything else, but there was a possibility that I could have a major stroke. So just to watch for the signs for the next week and a half, and I'll be taking some medicine. But I'm out driving here on way to Hampton. I'm headed to Peck now. I'm going to look at some music.
Well, news, Dave, especially after hearing about Gary yesterday, and I'm very happy for you. Those are called TIAs as a general rule, and that's sort of like what Bernice had, and it's really frightening, and congratulations on getting freed up today.
It was the visit to the neurologist, so she was the, the person I needed to see to get the all clear. And she didn't even see a reason to do another MRI, which was fine with me. So what happened to Gary?
Well, Dave, Gary had a heart attack yesterday. Ironically, Jerry and me were talking to him for a good half hour. And we were mobile, I was, and so was Gary. And Jerry was at home, I think. And we just had a wonderful QSO with him, and a couple of hours later, I was informed that that he'd had a heart attack, and he's down at Anderson at the hospital, as far as I know, Dave. I was also told that, but I don't know how he's doing. It's got us all concerned, I'll tell you that.
Well, I didn't know that. Of course, I haven't been. Well, I haven't been on 2 meters as much, I've been doing more HF at the house than I have 2 meters, and I hadn't been on the last 2 or 3 days, so I just totally missed it.
Well, ironically, I was talking to him right after Chad talked to him. And they were supposed to meet up today. They were talking about 220 megahertz bands. And Gary had some antennas he's going to dig out for Chad. And anyways, I asked him about that, and we was, Gary said, oh, I used to have a dear friend that had passed away that had a 220 repeater, and he didn't know where it was located now. And he says, I truly, truly miss him. And I made the comment. I said, well, Gary, I said, we all got a finite number, you know, that someday it's going to come up. And the good Lord is going to take us. And he said, you're right about that, Tom. And Dad Bird, a couple hours later, that come pretty close to coming up. And it really tears at my heart because Bernice and I, we just love Gary, and as well as lots of other people do, too. He's been a great, great boon to this repeater organization, that's for sure.
I got most of that. I'm in a bad place on 291, and I hear Bob Jones, and but anyway, we'll definitely list some prayers up for Gary, and I'm gonna jump out of here for a minute and run in here and see what kind of trouble I can get into.
Good to hear you this morning. I'm glad you know about Gary now. And yeah, that's a bad area there around Bob Jones and Pleasantburg Drive in that area, and up Wade Hampton for a few blocks. It kind of gets iffy in the shadow. Take care, and again, congratulations on getting set free there on that. That was the first thing I was going to ask you, but I didn't know if you wanted me to or not. So thanks for the info, and you were definitely blessed. I'll tell you, Bernice, she's doing okay. She still lost sight in that right eye, most of it, but she's got half blessed, she says. She said to tell you hi, Dave. KB4 CBA in 0TR73.
Well, Bernice, you still got one good eye, and you can still make him behave, so be sure and beat him into submission. Oh, anyway, y'all have a good day. 73's KB4 CBA.
73's Dave, KO4 HKX.
You sure done a good job last night, Patrick. Better than I could have. How you doing today?
Yeah, that was a tough net to call last night.
It toward everybody's heart, and hard news to bear. Have you had any updates today?
Not anything today. I was going to touch base for Chad if he'd heard anything, but I haven't done it yet.
Rusty, a while ago, and he said that he was in the Anderson Hospital. They announced on single sideband net last night. But that's all I've heard, and Rusty was up in North Carolina around Brevard. I don't know where that's at, but of course I've heard of it, but Bernice and I aren't big travelers, so don't know a lot about that, but good to hear that. And then Dave, KB4CBA, he'd been having double vision, and they got that resolved, they think, and so they turned him loose today, and that was really wonderful news to hear, too.
Good to hear Dave's doing better. I knew he was dealing with some double vision there, but glad he's got set free. I know he's been caged up for about 2 weeks now, and that's good to hear. And Rusty's up in my neck of the woods, Brevard, where I live. I live just outside of Brevard now. Penrose is why y'all hear me say that.
Well, Dave hadn't been up to the house in a long time, but he could have been blessed with my good looks if that double vision was still there.
You're blessed then, right?
This is N0TR. Or cursed. I don't know which. shoot. Oh, heck. So life goes, Patrick. Well, I called to see about my oil change. I used to do it myself, and I called this morning about it, and I got some good news. I was talking to Scott down at Tim's Auto, and he looked it up for me. I always try to keep ahead of things, and I asked him if they needed to check the timing belt on my Avalon because it's 2011, and it's also an Avalon Limited. And he looked it up, and it had a metal timing belt, so that's really, you know, a chain rather than a belt. So that's excellent, and so I'm going to take it down Friday morning and get some Earl put in it. But they've been pretty good with me down there. They're down at Duncan.
It's outside of my area, so I don't know them. But if you find you a good mechanic and you trust them, then you've done a good thing. You better stay there. And so that's always good. And, yes, I would much rather have a timing chain than timing belt. I'll deal with a little bit of noise that the timing chain makes.
Drive that much with it, Patrick. Excuse me. We have 84,000 on it, and I've heard of people getting many, many miles. Gary told me he had a truck yesterday that had over 300,000 on it, but he's like, we take good care of it. I was a maintenance person for 50 years, and I try to stay ahead of things if I can. And also, about 100,000 on a lot of cars, you put new spark plugs in it, and he looked that up for me right quick. And he said, Tom says 120,000, so they're platinum. Those Avalons, from our experience, have been very good cars. And they don't make them anymore, unfortunately, starting this year. But so I told him to go ahead and put a new input air filter in it, because with all the pollen in it, I think the pollen count was up in the 3,000s or above that. It's just unbelievable. Happens every year, though.
For sure, it's crazy. And my philosophy is on it, you cannot over-maintenance a vehicle.
What's on this? Now, I have our son-in-law, Scott, has a master's degree in mechanical engineering from Ohio State, and he's very knowledgeable. And he says a lot of these things that they recommend that the dealers are just, you know, dinging you for money, basically, on maintenance, more than needed. But it's good, you know, that they keep up on it. But what are your thoughts on changing the transmission oil in an automatic transmission, Patrick? I had that done on my, well, we've had four of these Avalons, and I used to have it done on them once when it get up above 60,000. What do you think about that?
On the type of fluid they're running in it anymore, and that has got a wide range of stuff. But most of them are 100,000 mile plus now, so really don't have to worry too much about it. On that, and they don't have a filter on a lot of them anymore, so you just pop the plug and then you take a fill plug out and put it in that way. They don't have a pan on them, so you can fill it that way or fill any other way. It's kind of a challenge to do. And as far as the other services that a lot of dealerships and places recommend, you got to be real careful with them. I used to call them the toilet bowl flush.
It's kind of what Scott said, and like I said, he's an engineer and been around cars. In fact, he's in the 150-mile-an-hour car club. He used to be a test driver for BMW, and then he got laid off there when the car industry went downhill. And then he did research and development for a company up in Detroit in Michigan. And they would take cars out and run them to the nth degree. And I can't remember the name of it now, but they built the dashboards and all of that stuff for cars. And they'd take them up in the Northern Peninsula in the wintertime of Michigan. And it's a different world up there, believe me. We've been there up by Chincoteague Island, I think is what it was called. And it's the Moondogs. And they'd test them. He'd sit there with a laptop, and the other guy'd drive, and then they'd switch positions. And they'd do that with everything from tires to you name it. It wasn't Raytheon, but it was a company, something like that.
I have been in the UP, so I know exactly what you're talking about. My old business partner, when I had my shop, that's where he was from, and we made the trip up there several times and spent quite a bit of time up there. Yeah, it's pretty desolate in places.
And I'm from Kansas. Western Kansas is desolate, but it depends where you go up there in Kansas. I worked at Learjet for a little while after high school and then joined the service. And I'd have to ride across the Flint Hills. And I just think, boy, what if, you know, it's kind of like down here. When you really get out in the boonies, and it's interesting to me. I just love it. You wonder what they would say if these farmhouses and barns could talk about their heritage in the past. And I'd ride through there on my motorcycle, and I think, boy, what history. The people that must have settled here in the early days, you know, the burdens they must have went through, you know, with horse and wagons and that. And they still do roundups and that up there on horses. But it was quite beautiful until you got out to Wichita and then west of Wichita. I didn't have to go any further unless we went pheasant hunting or something. It's just flat, you know. But up until then, there are some tremendous hills in the Flint Hills there when you get past Augusta going to the west.
Long time since I've been up in Kansas, and I've only been through small parts of it, so I'm not going to say that I know anything about it. But I've been out in the Midwest and in Texas and that area, and man, it is just flat for miles and miles and miles, and that's all you see. But Tom, I'm at my next stop, so I'm gonna have to say 7-3. Good to talk to you today, and you and Miss Bernice have a good day, and look forward to talking to you on down the log. KO4HPX, and I'll be clear on your final.
Okay, Patrick, great to hear you today. In reference to Texas, they flew me to San Angelo one time, and I had to set the gates on a dam, the switches, how far they open and what increments and all. And I would agree with you, that was about like the Upper Peninsula, except it was all cactus and mesquite and all of that stuff. Take care, have a safe day, and our thoughts are with Gary all day. If you hear anything, well, holler at us, Patrick, and we sure wish him well. KO4HKX and 0TR73.